Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A mixed bag of weather coming your way. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. A 60-year-old Port Hope man is charged with break and enter at a local gas station. Officers responded to Canco on Ontario Street just after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. Police alleged that multiple men entered the business before leaving. The man is charged with theft and other offenses. Coburg mayoral candidate Nicole Beattie says she will delete social media comments which reference her children or are attacking in an unhealthy manner. She says in a statement that slanderous posts will be removed and she intends to combat false narratives and focus her campaign on why she is the best to serve as mayor. The town of Coburg has raised $10,500 to the 10 for 10 campaign. Mayor Lucas Cleveland spearheaded the event last month to help raise funds for residents of the White Sand First Nation and Armstrong who were displaced from their homes after wildfires forced a mandatory evacuation this summer. The campaign was built around a simple idea: make 10 phone calls over 10 days and encourage 10 people to donate at least $10. Coburg's finance department raised an additional $695 for the campaign. In sports, a big three-game set at the Dome tonight as the Jays and Yankees square off. Shane Bieber gets the ball for the Jays against Garrett Cole. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Most businesses don't ignore cybersecurity because they don't care. They ignore it because no one explains the real business impact. Too often, security conversations are filled with technical jargon or vague warnings that don't justify a real budget. So it gets pushed aside until something breaks. At Attitude IT, we do things differently. We translate cybersecurity into a plain business language, helping leaders understand the financial impact of downtime, data loss, and operational disruption. And just as importantly, when you need support, you can reach our team quickly and we will be at your worksite right away. Our team is here to support you, guide you, and protect your business every step of the way. If you want cybersecurity and service you can rely on, visit attitudeit.ca or call 905-432-7751.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, showers possible, high 25, humidex 27, cloudy and 15 tonight, sunny and 26 for Saturday, cloudy for Sunday, chance of showers, high 24. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.